Welcome to this week's audio update. We've got only 4 weeks left in our legislative session before we're adjourned on May 16th, and I thought we'd take an opportunity this week to talk about some of the things we're working on to help those most in need and also some of those who are most vulnerable in our society. A bill that I sponsored this year that was actually passed in the Missouri Senate and makes its way to the Missouri House now allows for the department to suspend subsidies. There are child care subsidies that are offered to parents who adopt children, but right now there are some instances where there is abuse and neglect in the home that those parents are actually still receiving those subsidies. I wanted to make sure in working with the Office of Child Advocate that if there's a determination that there's been abuse and neglect in the home and the child is in fact removed from the home, that the subsidies would not continue to those parents. There are instances where that is actually happening right now. We want to put a stop to it in an effort to protect kids and also be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars that we are responsible for here in the state. We also, a Senate bill that I sponsored that passed out of the Senate, has gotten a hearing in the House, and is moving quickly, creates a voluntary registry for those with health-related ailments to assist those folks, elderly or disabled people, in case of an emergency or disaster. They would be able to voluntarily provide that information, have it secured, have it protected from any marketing efforts that anybody might have, so that when first responders appear at the scene of a fire in a high-rise or a situation like that, that they know exactly what the needs of the people, who's in the building, number one, and what their needs are, so they can be safely evacuated and be taken care of. Loved ones of those individuals, I think, have a greater comfort in knowing if we can get this bill passed, that they're, in the event of an emergency, their loved ones will be taken care of. There are also states that have done this that have avoided any lawsuits when a natural disaster has hit and a state or a county did not have a plan for this that would authorize any county in the state to move forward on it. Some other things we're working on. There's a bill that deals with the proper use of restraints and seclusion of patients in mental health facilities. And as that bill made its way through, certainly understood that issue in the mental health facilities, particularly Fulton State Hospital. But I am particularly sensitive to protecting those with developmental disabilities, some individuals who are nonverbal, who may be put in situations where that restraint and seclusion is absolutely unwarranted and shouldn't be used. We've all heard stories in the news in the recent past of abuses of those with developmental disabilities at the hands of their caregivers. And in over the last 2 years, there's been 47 incidents of injury of people with developmental disabilities as they were being restrained and receiving services by the state. That number is unacceptable, and we need to do everything we can. And I've worked on language this year that will hopefully prohibit that use in habilitation centers and community programs that serve persons with developmental disabilities. I think when we're talking about those individuals, we need to do everything we can to make sure that their best interests are protected and be a voice for them, those who are most vulnerable in our society. Other legislation that we voted on this week in the Senate, there's an act that modified procedures relating to child protection. Under current law, it's prohibited for a child who's been taken into custody of the state or jurisdiction of the juvenile court to be reunited with a parent and be placed back in the home in which the parent was living if that parent has been found guilty of certain sexual-related offenses or offenses against the family when the child was a victim. This act adds pornography-related offenses to the list of preventative offenses, again, trying to protect children in our society. One other thing I wanted to mention was there's been a lot of discussion about tax credits and incentives in the legislature. We do have some on the books that are what are called benevolent tax credits, tax credits that are for those in need or for food pantries. We took action through my committee this week that's been moving through the process here that expands youth opportunity tax credits to taxpayers who donate to programs that provide food for school-aged children to eat. We also raised the cap for donations to those who contribute to maternity homes and pregnancy resource centers. We also raised the cap for tax credits for people who donate to food pantries. So these are all important things that have societal benefit that we believe in the General Assembly are worthy endeavors, and we want to help support that and provide an incentive for individuals who want to participate in those activities, that there's a benefit in doing so, and ultimately make our state a better place for those in need. That'll do it for this week's audio update. It's going to be a nice weekend. We'll be back next week. As I said, we're coming down to the last month. We'll keep everybody informed. We've got the budget coming up. We've got some other major pieces of legislation that are making their way through the process. There'll be conference committees established between the House and the Senate to work out any differences to hopefully send some of those bills to the governor for signature. Hope everybody has a great weekend and happy Easter.